Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
So what you do?
Hey man, doing what I do, trying to put down another hour in here. the first question I got for you is, how you coming with the name, man? The Silent Stepchild.
My name basically represents me. You know, and I grew up a stepchild, grew up pretty quiet, you know what I'm saying? So I basically just took my personality and everything I was going through and just it represented me. You know, I didn't want to pick no name that was fake, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically trying to keep it all the way real, so that's where the name of Silent Stepchild came from.
And how long you been doing music, man?
Man, I come from a musical family, so I think I came out the womb doing music.
I know, you know, through both sides of my family, you're on my dad's side of the family, and everybody do music over there, just like on my mom's side of the family. So, there had to be a start where you just decided, well, man, I want to do this for real. So, I mean, what really just influenced you? It was just mainly family members that influenced you, or what got you started doing this, actually, just seriously?
Man, seriously, I think I would have to say family, because growing up, it was always a studio around. Like, in my grandma's basement, that's where it all started, you know what I mean? My uncle always had a studio down there. We wasn't really allowed to mess with it, but we used to sneak and mess with it. And then, you know, after sneaking and messing and stuff, you know, the love was always there. So it just actually basically helped our craft out.
So what style would you say you, I listen to a lot of your stuff, and you got different styles. What style do you say you are?
I would say more hip-hop soul, basically, because I'm not into, like, the hip-hop, you know, like the mainstream commercial hip-hop. I basically make a lot of underground stuff, and I actually make some neo-souls type stuff sometimes, too, so I would basically categorize myself in the hip-hop soul category. Basically, everything I make is not, I don't sit down, it's not technical. I have to feel it to make it. I have to be influenced, so everything I do comes from the soul, so, yeah, hip-hop soul would best describe my music.
So everybody don't know you're from Steubenville, Ohio, just like I am. Steubenville, Wintersville, Ohio. Steubie U, right there on the riverside next to Pittsburgh. When you were there, because you're in Alexandria now. When you were there, what the Dirty City? How did that come about?
Dirty
and,
City.
And name the members of the group.
Well, basically, Dirty City, it's a company that me, myself, Chris Williams, and my cousin Renard Ellis, we basically came together and formed a company. Chris, he had a company called Smooth Tip Productions. Me and my cousin Renard, we used to be in a group called Outnoise. And we basically merged our two companies together because we all felt like we was making good music. You know what I'm saying? And since we were from a small town, I mean, I and not work together, you know what I'm saying? We just became united so we can grow, you know, and expand a lot further.
Cool, cool. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this Get It On by the La Crew with an Impact.
La Ill Crew.
La Ill Crew. Go on and explain how y'all got together and, you know, came up with this song, Get It On.
Well, Get It On song was actually written by Renard. And La Ill Crew actually is comprised of Lucretia Jones, which is actually our cousin, and Ashley, who actually lives down in Georgia, Atlanta right now. But we basically was trying to come up with songs for our album, The Comp. And I basically went through some beats. Nard started filling it. And after that, it basically took off from there. It actually features an MC named Impact also.
Who's the family member that's in the group?
Lucretia Jones.
Was she living in Steubenville too?
Yeah, she was living in Steubenville too. Lucretia lives down here in Alexandria also, but she was living in Steubenville too.
Okay,
Ohio representative.
All right, then we're gonna listen to "Get It On" by La Ill Crew with Impact and guest host the Silent Stepchild on ATAZP Live. I'm feeling that, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. So you did the beat all right on that one, right?
Yeah.
Now, who wrote the words? The group did, or Renard?
Actually, Renard wrote all the vocals for the R&B vocals, and Impact wrote his own verse.
Oh, okay, then, cool. Do you write lyrics as well?
Well, I used to rhyme a little bit, so I write rhymes, but I do a little bit of lyrics, you know, R&B lyrics, but for the most part, I try to stick just mainly to the production, and then I try to bring somebody in and see what they feel and see if we're on the same page. Actually, write the beat.
Do you got any songs that, you know, you ripped yourself? Just you?
Well, I got some songs of me rhyming by myself, you know, rapping songs. But
Yeah.
I got some solo songs, you know, by myself and me actually performing the vocals, too.
Oh, okay, then. How do you make your beats? I know everybody asks you. I know you had this question about 101 times. I do too. How do you make your beats? I mean, do you play any instruments? Just give us the process when you make a silent stepchild hit. What do you go through, dog?
Well, basically, it's a feeling. But I mean, as far as instruments, I mean, I know some chords, so I play a little bit of keyboards. But I'm a sample artist too. You know what I'm saying? I like flipping samples, chopping and flipping.
Right.
Basically, I sample from anywhere. You know what I mean? TV shows, movies, records. You know what I'm saying? I sample anything. Anything that I think can make a fat beat, you know, I sample it.
Okay.
As far as like equipment, I mean, I don't
really
computerize equipment. I need to have I need to have hardware. I got an MPC, a module. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have reasons, you know, some computer programs, but I really don't use them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I need to have old vintage sound. I like, you know, if I want it to sound dirty, I want it to sound dirty. You know, computer programs, I mean, I know you can make it sound dirty, but I think beats actually having a piece of equipment right there, something that you can physically touch.
Yeah, you flip it just the opposite of me because I use computerized a lot. I do a lot of different programs, but
yeah.
Just like you said, you can flip it either way. It's just all what you want, you know, and what sound you're trying to get.
I know eventually I'm going to have to go to computers, but right now I'm being stubborn, you know. I'm always
Because in a minute you might have to go there for a minute. Like, I need to touch this for a minute and just kind of master it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I go computerized, but I'm thinking about buying this Roland production, almost like an MPC is an MV. I'm thinking about buying it. And I'm looking at it, and I keep pondering, I need to go in and do this, man. And I'm just like you, stubborn, because I do the computerized more than, you know, the other way around. But it's still a good sound, because as long as you got something where people shaking their heads and their bodies, you know what I'm saying?
That's all that matters.
Right. So what's this song that you sent me that says 46 unknown artists?
46? I think it's just a beat, you know what I mean? I sent a few beats and a couple completed songs. Because I know a lot of songs we got are not radio friendly, so.
Right. I mean, on here we play everything. Even the cuss words. Beat, no beats. Just play them. But
I didn't know that I had a plethora of songs.
I know you do. You like Smitty Beats. You got about over 2,000 too. So I know you do. Like I said, I'm a baby in this.
That's right.
So this is just strictly a beat that you did.
Yeah, that's strictly a beat. You know, it's a few beats that I sent. You know, as far as tracks.
I didn't really hear them when you sent them. I just uploaded them, and I wanted to hear them now so it can be fresh to me. But, yeah, I'm going to play this. It says 46 unknown artists, but it's definitely just a beat by the Silent Stepchild right here. Diamond Stepchild in the house. I like that beat, man. You got that fast voice going on there. I like that, man. You really need no singing on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did it all itself.
I thought he was about to ask me who I sampled, and I was about to say I can't give him no secrets on the air, man.
No, he can't do that one. I know who didn't sing it. But, the way it was going, it's like it was a song all by itself anyway. You was putting the words together right then.
It's basically a chop.
It's basically a what?
A chop sample. You know, you take different pieces of a song, not from the same part, but you bring it together to make your own creation out of the sample.
Right. Like on when I did the reverse CD, I took some voices and spun them backwards, and then I spun them forward, and I chopped it up. Where he was like, "Dang, they said the words backwards, and then we said it back the other way, so you could understand what it was saying." And so, there's a lot of work in doing that because you finding different, you know, to put it together.
Yeah.
It's almost like putting a novel together when you're actually putting a beat together.
Yeah, true.
So who do you like as far as artists is out now? I mean, you know, who's in your CD player in your car? Who do you like?
Right now, you know, I'm getting a little older, so I'm shying away from some of the hip hop that's out right now. So right now, I'm actually listening to a lot of R&B, like Raheem Dimon, Carl Thomas's new album. If I had to pick MCs, I'm probably listening to like Common and Talib Kweli. I mean Ludacris. That's where I'm at right now. But I'm listening to a lot of old school because I pull out my guy, my DeBarge. You know what I'm saying? I even listen to some Freddie Hubbard. I mean, you never know what you're listening to. I mean, I be playing the Beatles. I got a lot of stuff in rotation right now, but.
Well, Chad, you younger than me, man. You up here, what you doing?
But you know, my dad was a DJ, so.
Right. You grew up and had to listen to that. No doubt.
I mean, why I'm even bringing him up, I want to say RIP to my dad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Because we go back a long way. When it was the little DJ parties at people's weddings and whatnot. I remember one night it was him and Billy Jam was at this church right across from Grant Junior High downtown. For the people that listening, y'all don't know what we talking about. Anyway, that Catholic church that was right across the way diagonally. Okay, Tracy and Pockets had their wedding reception down there. Tracy Gillison, more like Terry Bickerstaff's half sister.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now?
No, see, they older than me. You have my
Let me go a little younger. Nikki Bickerstaff.
That still might be for me.
I don't think Nikki are older than you. I think y'all almost the same way. If not, you might be a little older than her. But anyway, they had their wedding over there, and Goose and Billy Jam DJ'd it, and that was a heck of a night because they was rapping about each other. That's when rap first came out and whatnot, Rick James early days, and they were rapping about each other. One, you know, Goose come with one on Billy Jam come back with a verse on him. They were going back and forth, so that's pretty hot right there. So I remember all the times that we used to party down at Fanny's down in St. Clairsville, because Fanny's came up here to Steubenville.
Yeah.
But they used to go to St. Clairsville where Fanny's the club was originated at.
Okay.
That's a little history for you.
Well, tell me about them rapping. Like, when we first started getting into putting out our own rap albums, my dad used to tell me about how him and Billy Jam used to rhyme back in the 50s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they older than me, and I'm like, you know, I was just out of high school going to these things, you see what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, I had a great time going to the different parties with your father and whatnot. So what's up next with you? I mean, what's the newest thing you got popping for you, the Silent Stepchild?
Actually, the newest thing that we got popping is we in the works of actually making a new Out Noise album. Out Noise is actually the group that I started. We used to have a group called The Outsiders. Out Noise was the production side, but we ended up having to change our name because it was already a group called The Outsiders. And this would be like our fourth album, you know. The third album we did was called Global Domination. It was actually all over the world, basically. We got a lot of international attention off that album. And I mean, I give a lot of credit to my cousin, Fourth Disciple, because he was like one of the Wu-Tang producers, you know. He did a song on our album, which actually gave him a little boost. So big up to Fourth, you know what I mean? Help us out with that little boost. So, yeah, that's basically what's in the works, you know. And anything else, anybody who hit me up, you know, wanting something, you know what I'm saying? I'm down to do something with them, so.
Tell your information so people can hit you up and get with you about getting some production.
Hit me up at MySpace/SilentStep, or you can hit me up on my website at thesilentstepchild.com. All one word.
Cool, cool, man. When you coming to the A, man?
You know I'm going to come next October.
Yeah, that's what you need to come to. There's going to be a whole lot of food and drink and a little networking going on in there, people performing. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to act a fool.
I'm going to try to get my money up so I can come down there.
Really, man? Just let me know something. Let me know something, because more than likely you could stay here. It's a big house. I mean, hell, you be out of the rain. But, I ain't got that many beds. There ain't no hospital. But got three sofas, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, you don't have to pay no money. And then you be around where the food going to be at, because everybody come down. Dang sure don't go to a restaurant. They come over here the whole time. Well, I'm coming over there and eat now.
That's fun.
Yeah, be cooking up some stuff. I'm going to play the song Thankful by La Ill Crew here on ATAZP, Silent Step Child in the house.
That's what's up.
Time, my soul is yearning for the change. chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP Recorded Live. I'm coming at you strong, I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut, ATAZP Recorded Live. Chilling in the cut.
On the drop, Silence, Stepchild in the house. I know you like, man, he got his own commercials too.
That's it.
Yeah, man, be doing it with a cut. Now, Rolanda 700 lives in Akron, Ohio, and she's one of the artists that I do music with. We did like 8 CDs over the net.
Yeah, dang. Y'all putting it work.
Bouncing MP3s back and forth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The only recorded
bounce. I need to get up on that technology right there.
Well, I mean, everybody else got to have something. She got Cool Edit Pro on her computer, so she can bounce her vocals and put the effects and cut and paste and sing them one time and put them in the spots on the song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
She also can cut the song and remix it, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, had me in there saying words I didn't want to say. I'm like, how did I say that? And she didn't cut me up and put me in back in the back from. What?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she a bad girl, man. This is what I'm gonna play now is since you ain't never been to a house party. This is a first performance by Caress, my boy Ron L, who lives in Williamsburg, and I'm getting ready to go up there in a couple of weeks and record our fourth CD, which I will put on as a show and just highlight the whole CD. So this is Caress at the first annual ATAZP House Party.
All right, that's
that
Regina.
Regina. Thank you. Thank
Regina.
You.
Regina. Now I need a young lady out here on the floor.
A.K.A. Riri.
Let me sing to you like
no,
this.
No, girl, go on, pull that chair on out here because she's going to make it get up.
This is like a pre-opening act.
You in trouble. You ain't know that.
You in trouble, girl.
He going to sing the boots off of him.
He going to give you a lap dance, girl. Don't sweat your hair out. Don't sweat your hair.
Oh, Lord.
I'm here, baby.
Don't sweat now.
I'm right here. You see, I saw you when you come through that front door tonight. Looking all fine with your mama coming behind you. I just want you to check this out. Hey, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, babe, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? Hey, babe, I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good. Not
oh,
so.
Lord.
If you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, 'cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. You do a little Michael Jackson, too.
Kick a foot.
Oh, no,
you
did.
Here is a lesson Lesson that I'm gonna teach.
Give me that hand, girl.
Here I am, baby.
Baby, practice what you preach. Hey, it's just you and me.
Ain't nobody else in this room.
Love. So many things I can do to you.
You gotta, you gotta.
So many ways I can please. Hey, baby. It's your move, girl. So why don't we stop turning down the lights? Show me just what you can do. Hey, baby. I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good. So if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this, telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Really,
say once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment. I see you over there with that glass. Well, anyway, I got you in the hot seat now. It looks like you're handling it pretty well, baby. Not even sweating. I'm sweating.
Because of mama looking.
So practice what you preach, baby. Check this out. I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good. Damn right. So if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would. Cause you keep all, you just keep all, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach.
Telling me that.
Really. Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Ron.
In the hot seat. That's just a Ron smooth.
Thank you.
Smooth sounds right there.
ATAZP Live. That was from the first annual house party about 4 years back, because we're on the fourth one right now, this coming October 11th, and we'll be doing this thing live right here on this radio show for 2 hours, and then we're going to take a half-hour break and bring it back 2 more hours, because we usually party from 9 to about 3. You feeling that silent stepchild?
Yes, I am, man. That's like the club.
I know, and it's just in my house. I know you like, dang.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had a lot of people that night. That was the first one. And my wife counted like over 90.
Wow.
90 people during the course of the night. Not all at one time now. And
yeah,
we had
a lot of people at the crib.
Yeah, we had a lot of people bring food too. Like everybody that came, their entry fee was a dish. Something that at least eight people could eat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah, so it kept the food coming, and I had a spread already, and my people, Ron L., that do that led the song, he's the one I'm recording with. They make this drink that's crazy that got people, they call it Bookum, and people just be fiending over this drink, man. So they make that devil's drink, and everybody got to have it.
If I come down, they got to bring Bookum, man.
Yeah, oh, they gonna bring it. Believe that. And the girl in Akron, she demands it now. She came the first time, and she's been coming down here at least 3 times a year. Just on site. I got to come down here just to visit, and this is part of her vacation plan. Coming down here every year, she have a good time, man. So I'm gonna play this beat that you did. I think it's a beat. It says Kareem 1, right?
Yeah, that's
that a
beat too. Yeah, that's a beat.
Okay. I'm going to play this beat by you. You want to describe it or just let the people feel it?
Basically, that beat is actually something I sent home. It's this guy out of Pittsburgh who actually is writing to that beat right now. It's going to
okay,
be a
cool
track. Something probably a little clubby, but not too, still kind of soulful. It's samples, basically. You know what I mean? But something that he can actually still rock, though.
Okay. This is a beat by the Silent Stepchild. And then after that, I'm going to play this song called Love Song by T.A.Z. Because, you know, I can fill up a whole 3 hours with songs. So here we go. The Silent Stepchild beat.
Mind, and I don't have the time to find the line, cause I wanna keep it on the real. Your body turns me on, I need to feel your specialness. You have locked inside, ready to come out, express, no need to hide the love that we want and got to have. Me and you, 1 + 1, you do the math. Now the time, so let's make this right. Months of flirting, it can come to light. You in that see-through negligee, mouth wide open, what else can I say? I approach you slowly, drift into your eyes. The feeling we have, I now realize. We gotta make this right for the world. The act we do for a boy or girl. A love song, with the pen that I write.
for us to be together in the holy night. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. This is for me, a promise to you. Through good times and bad times, I'll always be true. No matter temptation comes in different ways, with nice wet talk and sexy lays, I stay on the course, steady be direct. Model types in my face, I won't let that come between us, cause we're like air. Supply that life of love everywhere. Feel me, girl, new money I'm spent. Happy to be with you, heaven sent. You're hot like the stars far above, and you're only one that I think of. Your specialness you have locked inside, ready to come out, express, no need to hide. The love that we want and got to have, me and you, one plus one, you do the math. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. A love song with the pen that I write, for us to be together in the holy light. Yo, this goes out to one of my buddies on Black Planet, feel me? CC42, is this good enough for you? Talking about a love song, you want TAZ to write? Well, I got a little song, here it goes. Check, Ms. A.
I got on the line with the silent stepchild myself, the black ethnic man, AC. What's up, AC?
It is I, baby. It is I. It is I. In living color, baby. Hey, I do apologize to the listeners for being so late, man. I had some other things that were, you know, kind of taking precedence at the time, but I'm here, baby. It's a beautiful thing, man. Again, it is a beautiful thing. What's going on, baby? Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Silent Stepchild, meet my friend AC. This is my cousin, the Silent Stepchild.
What's up, baby?
Silent, what's going on, baby? How you feeling, baby?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Man, I'm just happy to be alive, baby. You know, and happy to know I got a quarter of a tank right now. I need about a quarter of a tank to get where I got to go. Now, man, with these prices, man, oh boy, you better keep a quarter of a tank, man.
Yeah. You have
I'm out there right now. I'm thinking about going to the gas station right now after this show, for real. I ain't lying.
You're serious, man.
Do a quarter of a tank.
To get you to work.
But me and Silent Stepchild been talking about what he, you know, his music, and you missed most of it, AC, coming in all late, but I mean, you here now. There's only 13 minutes.
And I'm more than sure that if he's been on the TAZ, then I know it's banging.
Believe that. Hey, that last beat I wanted, the last beat I played, I wanted for myself. I was sitting there going, man, that's a bad beat right there.
I got nothing.
Yeah, as it was playing, I was going, man, I could do something with that too.
Yeah. So let me ask, how long to you? How long has it been? I mean, you know, being that you are, you know, the silent stepchild, I mean, how long have you been doing the music? You don't mind me asking.
Basically all my life, you know what I mean, since I was a little kid.
Little kid, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, yeah. When you got the passion for it and you love it, I guess that's what you do. You
know what I'm saying? Heck yeah.
You know, you start off at an early age.
I had times I thought I was going to retire, but it keep pulling me back in, so.
Okay. You know what? I think he mentioned you to me, saying that you were going to retire. And, you know, I think, Tim, I think you, T-A-Z, I'm sorry, T-A-Z. You mentioned that to me, saying that you had a cousin that was saying he was going to retire from
the. No, that was another cousin. That was another cousin, man. We got between my dad's family on my side of the family that does music, my dad's side and my mom's side, there's over about 300 cousins, dog, that do music. I'm serious. Everybody do music.
That's no joke because out of my grandma's grandkids, it's about 5 or 6 of us, just grandkids that do it, you know what I mean? So all my uncles do it, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy when you think about it. I mean, that it's just instilled in us. And if we all got together and just ran it, we could run the whole country with the music, all the different styles and flavors. Can you imagine? That's a lot of people.
I can imagine.
That's a lot of people, man. For real.
Yeah.
So I had in store to play this guy named Bigger the Blacker. He's got a 3-minute little quote thing that he wants to do, professing his love for Granny. This has been going on, Silent Stepchild, on my show for a minute. We had Granny on here one time about, 2 months ago or a month ago, AC.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now... This is Bigger the Blacker. He was in a fight with Dirk, and he won the fight. So he professed his love for Granny by winning the fight. Now he's got a little editorial thing. So the comments that he say do not reflect ATACP Live in no way, no shape, no fashion. This is Bigger the Blacker with his 180 moment, and 180 means 180 seconds, which is 3 minutes. Bigger the Blacker.
This is Bigger the Blacker. I'm trying to do one of those moments, so if TAZ, would you be so kind to... Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Again, my name is Bigger the Blacker. At Club Indigo doing this 180 moment. Might be running 195 by the time I'm done, or I might show change. I'm here to speak on one person only, and that's Mabel Jean Hopper. H-A-W-P-A-H. Hopper. Girl, this is coming straight from the heart. Last night, while I was MCing at Club Indigo, you know, some young female ran up on me and wanted to get down with the Blacker. And I just couldn't have it. I said, I'm in love with a girl. I know TAZ. I got one more minute, damn. Beep. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is if Granny Mabel Jean Hopper is listening, I want her to know that she got all my love, all my heart, all the time. And when you do come to New York, make sure you come to Club Indigo. I got you them front row seats, like promised. And you can see your man get down. And after I get through MCing, whoever's on stage, I'm going to take you back to my spot. And we're going to do something real good. Again, this is Bigger the Blacker. 180 moment. I'm gone.
Bigger the Blacker. Bigger the Blacker.
that wild.
Hey, you wilding out, man. You wilding out, man.
That's bigger than Blacker. Professor isn't. Yeah, man. Gone, AC.
That cat there is off the chain, man.
Yeah.
Off the chain. No, we gonna do something. Hey, and we got to get Granny back on, man.
Well, Granny, yeah, it's coming back in October. They told me they wanted to do their wedding on the show. So we're gonna have the wedding on the show.
Okay.
I want the silent stepchild. He might need to go online and tune back into this show because they're gonna be tripping.
most definitely.
you gotta go back to the show on here. It's Rolanda 700. That's the female that I told you about that actually we did 8 CDs online by bouncing MP3s. You got to go to the show with her name on there, and it's the whole thing is about her grandmother, and Bigger the Blacker fighting, and it was like a 6-round fight all the way through the show. Am I right, AC?
Yeah.
And then everybody came in there. Ron L. was there. This singer down here, this gospel singer, G. Wright, came in. Everybody was in. I think my nephew was in there at the time, Austin. So everybody was in.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So
you
got to pull that show up. You can go on Blog Talk and pull it up on the archive.
Most definitely. I got to hear this.
Oh, you would trip. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, man. Hey, TAG, can I ask Solid? Where are you located at right now?
Oh, you're going to cry when you find out. Go on.
Alexandria, Virginia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm headed up that way, man.
That's why I said that way.
Huh?
We're at up this way? You coming to Alexandria?
Say that again?
You coming to Alexandria, the D.C., just in the area?
Oh, well, I'm just going up to Norfolk, man.
Okay.
The Norfolk, and I may come up to. I got some buddies of mine up in D.C., and I've talked with one of them, and I'm trying to think if I want to come up there and spend the weekend with them. You know, a couple of my homeboys I used to hang out with.
Yeah, D.C.'s where.
So you know, if I most definitely come up that way, I'll have to get with TAZ, man, and get a number to where I can, you know, hit you.
Yeah.
Maybe we can meet out somewhere, I think.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Well, Silent Stepchild, I thank you for being on the show, man. I want you to give your information out again so people can get with you and connect about these beats, man. Give your information to the folks out there in Blog Talk Land.
www.thesilentstepchild, all one word, .com, or hit me up at myspace/silentstep. Hottest beats on the net. Hit me up.
All right, dawg. All
right.
I'm gonna end this with a song that Miss V, and Jared Bear, who is in Williamsburg, Virginia, in the group Caress, that actually was one of the guys that was singing on that Caress house party performance that I played earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's him. This lady named Miss V down in Columbus, Georgia, and myself. It's called Everybody Knows. And after this song drops, it's going to play all the way through to after the 2-minute mark, and then we're just going to click out. Again, I thank Silent Stepchild for being on. AC, the Black Ed McMahon, better late than never, for being on.
It's a beautiful thing, man, and I do apologize to you again, man. Like I said, other obligations that I had to fulfill.
Next week you're gonna be gone, right?
Yeah, but I still call into the show, baby.
Because next week we got Eternia and Count Coolout. You remember Count Coolout?
Vaguely, not.
They
not,
had that song, the Rhythm Rap Rock.
Okay, yeah. I think
back
we're talking
in the day,
about that.
Yeah, he's going to be on an Eternia this this lady that's from Canada that raps.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, so you got to plug me in when you next week.
Yeah, I'll send you a reminder. You might need it. They always come on Thursday at 9:30. Every Thursday at 9:30. Like I said, I'm going to be talking to Eternia, and hopefully we don't have our wires crossed the last time we did. But she's from Canada, and she's a nice rapper. She got some good music. And Count Kulout, he's now doing spoken word, but he was rapping back in the days when I was growing up. So this is going to be an honor and a pleasure. That's next week, AC. So, AC, make sure you call. I'm going to end it now with Everybody Knows by Miss V. Jerry Bear, T-A-Z, music by me, songs written, the lyrics by me, all that good stuff. I'm like Prince up in here. I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Talk Radio.